DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So I talked to GP this morning. Oh, that poor guy. He sounded terrible. It sounded like Zoolander after he was in the mine for a day. He's like, I don't think I'm doing the show today. I was like, I don't think you are either. You sound horrendous, dude. Rest up. Feel better, for goodness sakes. He's got all sorts of stuff going on. Most of it good. But please, get healthy. And remember all those times you made fun of me for getting sick when my kids were the age of your kids. And to that part, but feel better, the other part. Danny Ruye, Toby Altizer hanging out with you. Tobes, what's up, dude?
Yeah, speaking of guys that sound horrible, me. I'm here with you today.
You sound horrible?
No, I'm just saying my voice is annoying.
Yeah, I missed the joke.
It was just a joke on myself.
Damn it.
Self-deprecation, you know. Just trying to have some fun to start the show.
And I botched that one. That
I mean, you're the comedian. You're supposed to pick up on this stuff.
You would think. Give me another chance. I'm kidding. We got a good program for you. We've got a chance for you guys to kvetch. This is a general vent clock. I feel like there's a lot of stuff. Little things that are annoying. Little things that are bothering you and me and Toby. Ryan, certainly, right? Darren's not so much. He's very nice because he retired from Madden. He's got no grievances in his life
anymore.
Yeah,
he's got no complaints. Anthony's in a whole other country. He's not even on this continent.
Yeah, he's feeling great. There's a little pep in his step today. You'll have to see his nemesis rolling around, cheesing the same plays and commentary over and over. We'll do that at 3 o'clock. I want you guys to get the chance to get whatever it is off your chest. You heard in Earl's update that the D.C. City Council got treated, sounds like, or I don't know what the rules are. I don't want to impugn anybody if they're not allowed to have someone pay for their dinner, if someone's allowed to pick up the tab at Cafe Milano. But it's where business gets done, baby. That's that Georgetown hotspot. There's a nice little private room, nice little area where prying eyes can't find you. That was like the political thing, right? If you wanted to be a who's who, you get yourself a table at Cafe Milano and Obama insider, blah, 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 was seen dining with. That was like a constant source of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it's still the thing. So you go to Cafe Milano, you get stuff done. Let's go. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll continue our spinning the wheel of the Local 53. We'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour. And chance to win Adam Sandler tickets. You want to do that at 4? Is that when we're doing it? We're doing it at 4 p.m.? It's 4? It's at 4? Great. It's a hoobie-dee-doo. Chance at 4 to win Adam Sandler tickets. Want to wish everybody that celebrates a happy Bobby Bonilla Day, Tobes.
Yes.
Today's the day. He makes $1.1 million. From the Mets. That'll be true until 2038. But also here locally, it's Max Scherzer Day. That's 15 mil. That's 15 mil to Max Scherzer from these Washington Nationals.
Yeah, I would love for someday to be Toby Altizer Day where I just cash a mil every July 1st. I don't really care what year. I'll just do that annually, I would gladly take that. But yeah, I mean, it's funny because we always look at these things as like stupid deals for the Mets and stupid deals for the Nationals. And in reality, they're not paying as much because of inflation. They're not getting as much. So I think in reality, it's not that bad of a deal when we look at it. But I mean, heck, can you wait till the Shohei deal is done? Because when the Shohei deal is done, it's going to be Shohei Ohtani Day, and he cashes a big fat $68 million a year. 68?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's pretty good if you're scoring at home. But yeah, I mean, here's the thing. It's easy to joke, and you're right. It's smart for teams to do that. It's why the Learners always put deferrals in every single deal they do, including $2 million for Joey Gallo, by the way, deferred over like a decade. Numbers approximate. But there's a reason this happens. And here's what I've argued. I haven't spoken to anybody directly about this. I don't have any, and it's no kind of sourced report, such as it is. But my view is that the org, aka whether it's not the baseball people, the baseball people would look at your active payroll and they go, our active payroll is whatever, 60 some, 80, you know, $70 million. Well, the adjusted tax payroll is well over $100+ million because Steven Strasburg still counts. So the players that are going on the field cost X. The way I think they think of it is, talking about the ownership group, is we have to write a check. They're not actually sitting there writing a check, but just bear with me. They're writing a check for money that's got to leave our account. There's money going to Steven Strasburg. There's money going to Max Scherzer. There's money going to Joey Gallo. There's money going to a couple other guys that are deferred here. We're spending. That's spending.
Yeah, that's not spending because your team still stinks. Now, I found an interesting thing that we were talking about this with the AARP thing yesterday, right, where the Nationals finally agreed to that. When you look at their numbers for payroll, Danny, so with the Steven Strasburg, because that's still a part, like you said, of the payroll, according to SpotTrack, they're 23rd. But when you take out the Strasburg, which the Nationals have the most retained salary in Major League Baseball, around $40 million, a lot of that for Strasburg, when you take it out, they're at $82.7 million, which would make them 27th. The teams behind them are the Athletics, the White Sox, and Marlins, all teams that suck.
Yeah.
So they're not spending enough to win. And they can say whatever they want about Stras, and I understand that I don't know that anybody blames them for signing Strasburg. And then it just turned out horribly. That's kind of the nature of the sports sometimes. Like it doesn't go your way. But at the same point, they're not spending enough to be competitive. But, I mean, if they need to defer things, whatever. It is funny, though, when you get so many years down the line, and you've got dudes, you know who else is getting like $500,000? Because I was going down this rabbit hole. Brett Saberhagen is still getting like $500,000 from someone. It's just weird seeing that down the line.
Yeah, those sorts of things are funny. And I get why it makes sense for some players. That makes sense for others. People that are, you know, that want cash now, call J.G. Wentworth. But in addition to that, thank you for the two people that got that. 877-CASH-NOW. Those ads rock.
Fantastic.
You could pound all the sand if you don't love it. Just people on a bus breaking into chorus. But 877-CASH-NOW, call J.G. Wentworth. Anyway, the point is, some people want the full now so I can invest it, put it away, etc. Others kind of go the Iverson plan, right? Where Allen Iverson has this trust, basically, that he can't touch until a couple years from now, where regardless of what you do, you've got this payday around the corner. Right. So however you want to spend and do it, you've got this sort of guaranteed thing. Some guys don't mind that. Right. When it comes to, because you're talking about such ridiculous amounts of money anyway, who cares if some of it's deferred? So I understand everybody's perspective on that. But the Nats supposedly in action tonight. I'm supposedly doing some post game tonight. I keep saying supposedly because it's already thundering in Northern Virginia. I just got the text just now, popped up notification. My kids are at the pool with their babysitter. They got to leave. Thunder. Thunder, thunder, Thundercats. Oh, you got all you guys sleep. So I guess that's headed our way, you would think.
I need to chill out. I want to watch some baseball tonight.
That's what I would like, because you and I got some good seats tonight.
Yeah.
We're hanging out in the good seats. NBA moves, Fast and Furious. I love what your Bucks are doing. People sleep on Milwaukee Toby, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I spent a couple of years there covering the team, and I was there for their finals run, so I have an affinity for the Milwaukee Bucks, and they've been busy. I mean, I really like the idea of going and getting Miles Turner. I think that's a reasonable deal to get him for around $26, $27 million a year. But the thing that kind of floored me is they needed to make space for him, and so they sign him, and then minutes later, you get a message that they're waiving Damian Lillard, which I think kind of makes sense, but I didn't expect that sort of shockwave, where this dude's going to miss all of next year with the Achilles injury. And when he's been there, he hasn't been the same Damian Lillard that you fell in love with in Portland that was one of the best scorers in the league. So they move on from him. They're all about keeping Giannis happy, which all the reports are, oh, he's looking elsewhere.
You don't buy that, do you?
Never have bought elsewhere? It. Never have bought it. We get this. When I was out there, we got the same report every single year, with the exception of the 2021 season when they actually won the finals. It was just, well, could Giannis ask out of Milwaukee? And every single year, it's the same thing. He ends up playing back for the Bucks. So I never bought any of that stuff. But I do kind of like some of the moves they're making. I think Miles Turner fits really nice there.
I have always been enamored with Miles Turner. And for a long time, that didn't make any sense to a lot of people. But you can see, and part of it is the idea of him is so good. Mm-hmm. A shot-blocking extraordinaire that hits threes. I'll figure something out. You know what I mean? Like, there is absolutely value there. Now, the modern center, everybody looks at, if he's not Nikola Jokic, I don't even care, bro. Or if he's not a defensive grinder like Isaiah Hartenstein or somebody else, then people don't get as excited. To me, I'll figure something out where my guy can stretch out your big, take him 25 feet away from the basket, and then block a shot on the other end. To me, he is really has always been a more valuable piece than he's gotten the chance to show. He's not the reason why the Pacers got to the finals. We know the story. I mean, Siakam was nails for so often. Mm-hmm. Halliburton, how good he was, of course, making some of those clutch, ridiculous shots, the way they defended and guarded on the perimeter with Nembhard and company. I'm aware of all the information. I just always liked Turner. I think that's a great fit in Milwaukee for him.
Well, and they lost Brook Lopez, and so you get a guy in
a better version
Miles
of that
Turner
now.
That's a better version, right? Because he's more athletic. They did a little of the same stuff, but Brook Lopez has never been super athletic, but turned himself into a really good defender, which mm-hmm. wasn't something he did early in his career. And he evolved too, because remember when he was with the Brooklyn Nets, he was a traditional big playing out of the post, and he evolved his game to be able to knock down threes. And I think Miles Turner gives you a more upgraded version of that at his point in his career. So, yeah, I really like that move.
So you can check us out via the YouTube page, 106.7 The Fan. Howdy, everybody. At Funny Danny on Twitter, and it's Toby _ Altizer.
It is _.
That underscore is so key. Because what happened to the regular guy?
The regular guy is suspended somehow. I don't know what he did.
He knows what he did.
I don't know. And it's not even Toki Altizer. It's Toby Altizer. I don't know what he did.
So this is going to annoy some people. Buckle up, Buttercup. Here we go. Here's where we're starting the show. Our guy Bernie in the chat, mm-hmm. okay? Bernie is as plugged in a hockey man as I'm aware of on this planet. Bernie knows his hockey. And he says, since Grant isn't around, news of the day, meaning like Danny wouldn't discuss it, right? Which I get, shot across the bow, but I'll take it like a love tap. I'll matrix this thing. I'll go full Neo on the rooftop. Trudity, help. Now I dodge the bullet. She goes, never seen anybody move that fast. Not fast enough, because he got hit a little bit in the leg. Anyway, the point is, since Grant isn't around, news of the day, Caps and left-handed defenseman Martin Ferravari come to terms on a new 7-year, $42 million deal, $6 million AAV to start in 26-27. We missed him on D big time in the playoffs. That is correct. That did happen. That's kind of the big focal point that I want to start on. You're going, Danny, are you really going to start the Grant and Danny radio program with Toby sitting in for GP because he's sick with a Caps move about their defenseman? Kind of. Here's where I'm at. And again, prepare a lot of you to be annoyed. I just can't. I'm just not into it. What do you mean? I'll tell you. Here's what I want, and this is not reasonable, it's not fair, and no one's going to do this. But here's what I want to hear. Hi, Danny, lifelong Caps fan. Thanks for everything, by the way. Thanks for being there a lot. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for going to US Air Arena, Capital Center, and everywhere else beyond in Landover for all those years when nobody else cared. Thanks for coming to Rock the Red, and thanks for following, and thanks for all the heartbreak and living through everything that everyone's lived through, right? You're not special. There's a lot of you. Here's how it's going to be different. It's the only thing that I want to hear, and I know I'm not going to. I understand that. It's not part of the parlance. This is a sport where if a guy like has his head cut open, they go upper body injury. Okay? They'll never tell you. They'll never share. It's a tight-lipped thing. I want to hear. Here's how it's going to be different. It's never different. I want it to be different. Here's how we're going to make it different for you. I don't care about another regular season where they're playing better than expectations. I can't get excited when they're playing pretty good hockey. Because Round the bend, CCR style, is a first or second round exit. How do I know? 92% of the seasons that they've played since 1982 have resulted in the thing that I'm saying right now. 92% have resulted in them not making the playoffs, making the playoffs and losing in the first round, making the playoffs and losing in the second round. There is a remarkable run in there where two separate entities that were the old school Caps that actually made the playoffs more than the newer Caps, although, you know, it's a different league. There are more teams, a little bit more competitive maybe as the world pool opened up. But you're basically talking about a group that has been out of that second round three times in my life. That's the aberration. That's the abnormal one. That's the one that doesn't happen. One fleeting, ridiculous, weird 1998 Stanley Cup run where they got boat raced. Grateful for that. That was fun. And then 2018, which wasn't their best team by a long shot. I understand fluky stuff happens. I understand upsets happen, especially in this sport. 8-beat 1s, 7-beat 2s, 6-beat 3s, all the time. But over that long of a haul, we got a pretty established pattern here. I can't do another draft where they pick 27th, this kid's good, and then 3 years later, why is he still in Hershey? Why are they going to go replace him with a back six, a bottom six forward from somewhere else? Where's my first round pick from here, from there, from everywhere? Now, there's some guys that have come up and contributed. I'm aware of the information. But my point is, I can't do the cycle again. I'm just not excited about it. I can't do the, well, they'll find themselves a scoring forward. That'll make a difference. Will it? How do I get out of the second round? All I want to hear from Chris Patrick, who's very handsome. All I want to hear from Ryan McClellan, who's got an awesome deep voice. And they've done a really good job. I want someone to stand up there and go, here's what's missing. Here's why we haven't. Here's why we will. That's never going to happen. I know it's unrealistic. So because I'm not getting that, I just can't get into this. I just can't get excited about, you know, finding a bargain and finding another Brett Connolly, finding another, Dylan Strome type player that was underappreciated his previous stop or identifying another PLD. How do I get out of that second round? How do I get out of that second round for the fourth time in my life? For the fourth time in 43 years. 39 out of 42. That's the number. 39 times out of 42. I don't want the regular season mentioned. I understand you got to play well to get there. I get that. There's a prerequisite. Not everyone gets to make the postseason. I just, frankly, and I'll tag you in here, Tobes. I apologize if I monopolize several minutes. I don't care. I can't get interested. I can't get excited. I'm beaten up in that regard, right? 2018 happened. I'm grateful for it. That was the group that released all the pressure. They took all my bile and all my anger and all my pissed off feelings that I'd pent up for decades. In all the DC sports, they broke through. I will be grateful to that fountain diving group of drunkards my whole life. That was awesome. Yes, and thank you. Now that enough time has passed where I'm sort of back to the business of being a Capitals fan, right? Like the glow was worn off. I'll cherish those memories forever. But we're doing the regular thing again. And the regular thing leads to this one end of the maze where a team that I hate skates around and there's a handshake and they got more games and my season ends. How is it going to be different? I tag you in.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like you're running on the hamster wheel, but you're never getting the treat that you want, right? You're never getting that Stanley Cup. And I lean back on my Milwaukee experience because the guy I worked with out in Milwaukee had the same sort of thought about the Green Bay Packers, where the last time they won a Super Bowl was 2010. And he would talk about, you talk about how blessed I am to be a Packer fan and all this stuff. And they definitely are, right, to have the quarterbacks. But think about Aaron Rodgers winning a Super Bowl in 2010, and they never made another Super Bowl in his time there. And it's similar to what you're saying, Danny, where they've got the guy. They've had Alex Ovechkin for how long? They've had all these things, and we talk about puck luck and all this stuff. Wouldn't it go the Caps way one time, right? Like, if it's truly all about luck when you get into the postseason, wouldn't it go the Caps way just at least once outside of 2018? Wouldn't it go their way? I understand that sometimes there's things that are going to happen. There's injuries. There's weird deflections. It's an odd game in that way. But to just blame it all like, well, you get in and it's a total crapshoot. No, it's not. So it's something where I totally understand the feeling of saying, the ultimate goal is winning a Stanley Cup. And so me getting excited for a random game in December, I just can't get on board with that anymore because I want to see that win. I don't necessarily feel the same way as you, but I fully understand someone that's looking at it like, we've had great seasons before. We've won President's Cup trophies before. This season was freaking awesome with how good the team was and then the OV chase, all those things. But you want to see that Stanley Cup raised at the end of it. And that's only happened once in this era, which feels a little bit disappointing, even though it's been a fun era.
If it's truly puck luck, which is the phrase that everybody loves to use, you're really only lucky 8% of the time in 43 years? 8%? I refuse to accept that. If it's, let's say the luck has been against you, 80-20, 75-25, that just means that a couple times you broke through. There is a systemic thing here, and I want someone to tell me what it is, and I want it to end. Tell me how it's going to be different. 800-636-1067. I don't have a great question with this. Full admission. Normally, we try to come up with a really good question, really good thought, and give you guys two sides. This is just me bitching about something. This is just me telling you, here's how I feel. Can you relate to that? Where are you at on the Caps? 800-636-1067. What I'm asking isn't fair. What I'm asking isn't reasonable. No one would ever do the thing that I'm saying to do. No one would ever stand up there and be like, yeah, you know, we've failed for decades. Every coach, every person has had a really good regular season. I mean, look at the number of finishes. First, second, first, first of five, first. Lost in the first round, lost in the second round. Right? All these different times over the last couple of decades. Even some wild card teams have been bounced too. I just can't do the same cycle again. I'm going to watch the games. I'll have a good enough time watching Ovi add to the goal record and whatever. I just can't participate. It's the same way that I came to the realization after Malcolm Kelly stunk for the then Redskins. I can't do the offseason article about best shape of his life. I can't do the offseason article about he hired a yoga trainer and a personal chef.
Yeah.
And he's in the best shape of his life and have another guy stink. I just can't participate anymore. I cut to the end. Here's the end. First or second round loss. How is it going to be different? Just weigh in on that. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny here on the Fan. Toby in for GP. Your call's next.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are G&D here on The Fan. We're exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morod. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Tobes in for GP, who is oot with the illness. Remember, he mocked me for years for getting sick all the time, and now he is sick all the time. It's almost like I told him this was coming. Wait, I'm just hearing now from my producer. Yes, I did tell him. Yes, I did. But wish him well. Hope he gets better. ASAP. So Tobes is hanging. We've got a little ditty that we're going to do here at 2:45. Some very exclusive people at a very exclusive place got together last night in Georgetown. We'll tell you all about that and what it might mean for the progress on a stadium. But here, I don't have a great topic on this, Tobes. I don't have a great setup. Just my feeling. And I'm sharing that with you guys as we share our feelings. We put on our reflection trunks, take a swim in Lake U. I just can't do the cycle anymore of a Capitals offseason. They add this guy. They add that guy. And pretend that it's going to be different. Right? I need to hear how it's going to be different. No one's going to tell me that. So I just can't get excited about it. I've been here before, by the way, with the then Redskins for so many years. Dan and Bruce in charge, or Dan and Vinny in charge. I stopped. I go, I cannot be sold on how look at this new thing, and look at this new thing, and here's this new savior. I did it so many times, and it really, for me, was Mike Shanahan. Not Mike Shanahan specifically, but it was not even that guy. Not even that guy, who was a borderline Hall of Famer at that point, whose legacy is now forever tarnished, by the way. Went through that reverse car wash and looks like he was on Survivor, going through some mud forever because of how he handled things. Not even that guy could fix it. That broke me as a fan, right? I just don't believe. I don't believe until these guys are gone. They're gone now, by the way, so I believe. It's great. Anyway, but I got there. I got to that point. And it's very different. This group, this organization, this Capitals team has done a lot right. I'm very aware of the information. And I know it might sound spoiled to some. I'm just telling you, I can't go through the same crescendo, the same buildup, the same deal, the same, kind of offseason, regular season, games happen, games don't happen, and then smack against the wall and go home again without hearing how it's going to be different.
Yeah, I mean, generally, I think, I don't want to speak for you, but it sounds like you're more of usually a process over results guy.
Absolutely.
But at some point, if the results aren't what you want, maybe you need to take a look at the process, is what you're saying here. It's kind of what I think it boils down to, where, not to say that they're doing anything wrong, but if you consistently go with the same process and the results aren't exactly what you like, you have to examine whether you're doing exactly what you should be doing throughout the process.
Let's go to Ben in Silver Spring. Ben, what's up, man? First word.
You are not going to like this answer. Maybe it's because I was beat down as a child of the 60s. And with the Senators and the Redskins never going anywhere.
Yeah.
But my attitude is playoff is bonus games. I get to see my boys 3, 4, 5, 7 more times, 14 more times. It's great. It's bonus. If they're one and done, that's okay. I got 5 more times to see them.
I don't mind that. And that, by the way, I appreciate the phone call. I think it's close to how Grant is.
Yeah.
On this.
A simplistic joy about it, right?
There's nothing wrong
with that.
I have no issue with that. Now, if you're telling me I have to be that way, then, you know, you and I could have a discussion about that. That sounded like very menacing. Like, you're not going to have a discussion. Like, I'm your dad. But you know what I mean? It's like, I don't begrudge that. I don't begrudge someone that goes, dude, that's a gift. It's extra hockey. God bless you. Seriously, enjoy that. I know that sounds condescending, but I mean that. If you can enjoy it, do it. Elijah, DC, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, bud.
For me, I'm more into consistency. If they were told, hey, if you give up Ovi, you'll get more championships. For an example, I feel like they would maybe, because of what he has meant to the organization and different things, even though we're supposed to be getting Stanley Cups, I just feel like they are cool with the business side of where they are. And I've noticed some of the decisions, and they have tried to do certain things, but you can say as a fan, we're going to be in a postseason. And sometimes that's worth more to a franchise than being like, I don't know what's going on. And then, hey, maybe I need to get some tickets. And hey, maybe look, I think that's a different ball game with these numbers going up and down. And I noticed when you have some sort of consistency of like, I can hang my hat on something. I think they're closer where they park their car at every day. It's closer to the Stanley Cup than other franchises. They are so much further. And I'm not willing to say I'm going to have to park my car so much further away in order to get. So I think this is, and I think even a cat like Will Smith, not to make it long, he said you can be at rock bottom or cliff top. And I don't think they have a thousand Stanley Cups, so they're at cliff top, but they have occupied this space that a number of franchises seem to have occupied, and maybe the enclosed type rooms. Like, look, man, looking at our numbers, looking at the consistency, yeah, we need cups. Yeah, that's what puts butts in seats ultimately, and the glory and boom and all that. But, man, it's good to know that when I'm at the beginning of the season and we're trying to see what we're going to – I know that my fans are going to say, man, you know what, when they chopping it up, oh, we're going to be here. Oh, we're going to we're going to have an opportunity.
We'll be around. Elijah, great call, buddy. Really appreciate you making it. Just on that, go ahead, Tubbs.
Well, and I think the interesting part about the way that he lays that out is you guys were talking about the Steelers yesterday, and they remind me a little bit of the Capitals. The difference being Washington has a generational star, one of the all-time greats in hockey. And so say they had, with Pittsburgh, they still had Ben Roethlisberger for, you know, the last 15 years. Then it's difficult to say, hey, we're just going to move on and we're going to try to rebuild and we're going to do all this stuff. Instead, from the outside looking in at Pittsburgh, I'm saying at some point you got to stop just doing this song and dance of being there and not being very good, but just kind of, oh, we're going to finish above 500. We're going to sneak into the playoffs. We're going to get killed in the wild card round. It's a little bit like that with the Capitals, with the exception of years like this where they were good, but they just still weren't able to get over the top. But I don't know how you balance that, Danny, when you want to win because you've got a generational star like Alex Ovechkin, but at the same point, you also want to build a juggernaut where you're like the Florida Panthers. And I don't know that those two can really go hand in hand. They've done as good a job, I think, as they can do, but you have to be able to get over the top, and it's a tough spot to be in.
Every last place team has been to the conference finals more in the last 15 years than has the Washington Capitals. Every team that's in last place this year, Philadelphia, Chicago, San Jose, Boston, they've had more time in the conference finals than has Washington over this stretch. And that's my point. Washington does the Steelers bit where they're never rebuilding. They're kind of doing this thing on the fly. And it's impressive, but it also, I think, holds you back. I'd rather have a couple years where you're garbage if it means you break through sometimes. And I don't know that everybody feels that way. Let's go to Gary in Fairfax. Gary, what's up, buddy? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
Tell Grant, get back to work.
We certainly will. What's up,
hey,
dude?
Look, check this out. I think that hockey, like the other three major sports that have a series of series to win your championship, is hard.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You have to. It's not a one and done like the Super Bowl, because usually in the Super Bowl, in the NFL, the best team usually wins. So a lot of times when you have those sports, basketball, hockey, and baseball, like the Nationals, I will submit to you, they weren't the best team the year they won the World Series.
Agreed.
I'm sure they wasn't. And also, in hockey, another big disadvantage, I think home field or home ice or whatever, I think it probably means less in hockey than any other sport also. So I think that has a lot to do with it. But I will say this, Danny. Mm-hmm. It is nice to know that every year, at least the Capitals, they come in – with a feeling of at least we know we'll be in the mix. Because for many years here with the football team, we never even had a – that was never even told me, okay, this is our year. We might say it, but we knew.
Totally right. Gary, I'm going to let you jump because your phone was breaking up there a little bit. It was tough to hear. You make an excellent point. You're right. And that's what – I remember talking for years to Ryan Zimmerman about this before the Nats broke through, before the Caps broke through. And his point was, I've seen the alternative, man. You know, like you look at other cities who would kill for what you have.
Yeah.
And I understand that. So it's all relative. I mean, I'm trying to think of a, like Columbus has never had any success, any real success in the NHL. They've never done anything important at all. I understand that they're looking up at us the same way we're looking up at Carolina, who's looking up at Florida. So there's always going to be a hierarchy there. My point is, when you are the one seed or the second best team in the league and all you've done is put in the deposit, at some point, more should be expected instead of, oh, well, that's a tough one to win.
It's a good thing when you've raised that bar, right? When you've brought that up so that it's no longer, hey, man, we're just playing hockey. We get 82 times to watch our boys. When it's no longer about just, hey, we get to watch them. It's about, hey, let's actually win this thing. Let's get to that next level. It's a credit to what the team has built. And it's, you know, it almost sounds spoiled, but in a sense it is. Like, congratulations. You've been to the summit plenty of times or been close to there. Can you get there again? And that's some of the frustration that you're feeling.
Yeah, Vegas has existed for 9 years. They've been to more conference finals in the last 30 than Washington has.
Yeah,
That's kind of where I'm going here. And there's a number of those when you start adding it up. 800-636-1067. Finish up your calls on this. Plus, we'll tell you who dined at a very exclusive DC spot last night.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Grant Nanny here on the Fan. Tobes in for an ill GP. Finishing up my, I don't even have a good name for the topic, Tobes. Do you know Ryan always like will come in from his like corporate office and be like, what would you call that? Like, what would you say for his like video purposes? Because he cares about engagement and clicks. He doesn't care about people anymore, man.
It's all about clickbait.
It's all about the clicks and the corporate office and satisfying his other corporate people. You know, mission statements, circling back, putting a pin in things. I don't even know what the hell to call that. It's just Danny irritated about the Caps, even though they did nothing wrong.
Danny's a full hour vent clock ahead of the vent clock coming up at 3 o'clock.
That's right. We're venting at 3 o'clock, but I just did it early. I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, 800-636-1067. And again, I want to be very clear about two things. I'm going to enjoy watching the Caps when they play again. I'll be ready to do it. I'll watch Ovi. Every goal he scores is the new record. Here. It'll be fine. I just can't do any excitement. There's a difference to me. I can enjoy watching, and I will. I'm a Caps fan. I can't lift any spirit inside me looking forward to something without somebody directly saying, here's how it's going to be different. 39 out of 42 times, they have gone to the postseason since 1982. It has ended in either not making the postseason, I misspoke there, either not making the postseason or losing in the first or second round. Once have they made the conference finals in this Rock the Red era. Once. Every team, with a couple exceptions, has done that more in that same time period. Come on.
Yeah, you just can't get the excitement up to be let down once again. And I understand that. I mean, you look at the results for other teams that have been in different situations that have gone up and down and rode the roller coaster, and they found ways to win. And Washington, even though they've been consistent, hasn't necessarily gotten over the top.
Let's go to Caleb and Chantilly. Caleb, good afternoon, man. You're on the Fan.
How you guys doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
I appreciate you, but there's somebody that wants to say something to you when you call in for the first time. And back to you, Caleb.
All right. Well, yeah, I think that Steelers comparison is pretty spot on. I think we've been just so consistent with making it to postseason, but all the first-round exits, losing the Rangers, losing the Penguins, it's very disappointing. I've been a Caps fan my whole life, raised on the Caps. A lot of heartbreak, obviously, there. But I think this year I will be excited for just about every single game, knowing that it's Ovi's last year.
Yeah.
So that's just my thoughts on the matter. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Appreciate you, dude. Thanks, Caleb. Yeah, listen, I could spin two plates, Tobes, and that's a plate. Like, this year to me was not about them being good. It was about the record. I think that's kind of what it was for the org, too. I mean, I think they outkicked their coverage this season.
100% they did.
And they deserve credit for that. Good for Carbs, good for the players, good for the front office. I got no beef with anybody. If you've got a guy that's going to set one of the unbreakable records for you, I get that team success is 1A. Totally reasonable. I'm not complaining about any part of it. I guess that's kind of where it ends. I recognize that I'm watching the greatest athlete in DC sports history. And I'm going to have fun doing so. But it's hard for me to do they're going to sign this, this player or that player or trade for this person. I've done all the moves. Every move they do works, pretty much. I mean, there are exceptions. I mean, Mangiapane didn't really click. But, you know, PLD was outstanding in his role. They smartly added Rasmus Sandin at various points. Like, the guys they bring in are going to play well for them.
You want to break through again.
I need it. And I need someone to tell me how. That's, and what I'm asking is unfair and unreasonable.
Yeah, I mean, it's just simply wondering, hey, we can continue to do this, and maybe it is simple as, like everyone loves to lay out, it's a little bit of luck, and you just have to be hot at the right time, and all the things that we talk about all the time going into the postseason. Maybe it is that. Maybe it is you need to make a little tweak into what you're looking at. Maybe you need to make a little tweak into what kind of system you're running. But again, I think it's just so tough because if I were the Pittsburgh Steelers, like that comparison that we made, I think it's easy for me on the outside to say, let's tear down and let's try again and let's build, let's get the quarterback. Versus here, you've had Alex Ovechkin. And part of the reason you've had Alex Ovechkin is you said, hey, man, at no point in your career are we going to say, let's tear down and try again. We're going to make sure that we're competitive for your entire career. And I think in turn, that's where you end up where the Capitals are, where they've been right there, but they can never get to the top again just because of the way that they've had to go about doing business.
I think that's totally fair. Tease this, want to pay this off. So your local 53 representatives therein, Josh Harris and company, I don't know all the power brokers that were there, they invited the full D.C. council for a dinner at Georgetown's Cafe Milano last night, according to a number of sources. So we think that the whole council was invited. Don't know if everyone attended or not, or you know, some of these salacious reports are, you know, everyone was there except for this person. I don't know about that. But here's the point. I'm not doing the what do you call that show? Why am I blanking on that?
TMZ?
I'm not doing the dumb TMZ where someone like figures out all this stuff. The point is,
we should have sent Ryan out there.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, he's always the Captain Milano, right? Him and his corporate buddies. But like the big deal is, this is outreach. This is, hey, there's a lot of stuff being said and it's starting to escalate. We got guys doing viral TikToks with the belt involved and all sorts of weird stuff. And we're going down this one road and this is in public. Let's get together. Let's have some delicious food. The restaurant's outstanding. And let's figure this thing out. Let's break some bread and get down to the nitty gritty. That's good. That's smart. That's right. Instead of making it more adversarial, a la Snyder, you're making it more collegial, a la Harris. Building bridges instead of firing missiles at them and then insulting the bridge afterwards with a statement from attorneys. This is the right way to do it.
You're going to have to work with these guys, right? If you get this thing through, you're still going to have to work with them and they're going to be a part of this. So why in the world would you try to burn bridges when you don't have to? You work with them. You try to get them on your side. You try to get them to understand what you're trying to do and sell them on your point. And hopefully they come around. But even if they don't, you look better in the end versus coming out and trying to cause issues through the media. I think this is the exact way to approach it.
100%. All right. Here's how we're approaching the next couple of segmentations on the Grant and Danny Radio Program. Open forum, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What's grinding your gears? What's bothering you? What's ticking you off? What's got you irritated? Is it Nationals related? How they got the second worst record in the National League? Is it the story that they're not spending on like a fancy pitching machine? Is it they're not spending at all? Is it the only spending they're doing is on Max Scherzer today? And he's three teams away from when he last played here? Maybe it's four now. Is it four? Dodgers, Mets, Rangers, Blue Jays, four.
Yeah,
four
crazy.
Teams. Four. And they paid him $15 million today. Is it me because of the Caps discussion? Is it Grant because he made fun of me for years for getting sick and he's sick now? Whatever's pissing you off, whatever's got you mad, we'll do a vent clock. You'll get 30 American seconds. Not that North American, not that weird Canadian metric system. 30 American seconds to complain and kvetch. Put you on a clock, on a timer, get it off your chest. Vent clock next on The Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.